Garcia, Little Richard. How many people have learned how to do it from Little Richard? The man set the bar. Lucille, one of his great songs. I recorded that song on this day in 1957. So I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. Reminding you all, before on the way to this conversation, to please join me, the Daily Record and WEAA, on January the 30th in Annapolis for the 12th Annual Annapolis Summit. It's your chance to talk with Governor Hogan, Attorney General Frosch, Senate President Miller, and House Speaker Michael Bush about the issues affecting our lives. Your chance to stand up and have your thoughts heard and hear what they have to say. Ticket information at thedailyrecord.com/Annapolis-summit. That's thedailyrecord.com/Annapolis-summit. Or call Claire Sheehan at 443-524-8101 for tickets. 443-524-8101. The Annapolis Summit on this January 30th. That is sponsored by Stevenson University, BG&E, Maryland State Education Association, the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future, Alexander and Cleaver, the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. So please join us there and be part of that conversation. So, welcome back here, and we are about to have a conversation with somebody who has graced these studios a lot over the last year. She's back again. Michelle Antoinette, a.k.a. Love the Poet, one of our indie spoken word artists, musician, national performances, author of Black Marks on White Paper. Joined by Jahiti, in studio, singer-songwriter from Baltimore, founding member of Brownfish, and his most recent album is called Manifest, and good to have you both here.
It's great to be here.
Likewise. Thanks for having us.
Got to get that mic potted up there, brother, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
That would help. That's there we are. Now we're cooking. Now we got his voice.
Oh, yeah.
There we are. Welcome, Jahiti.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you.
All right.
So one of the reasons we're doing this today is because on Facebook, I go back and forth with Love the Poet a lot on Facebook, and there was this picture of her and Jahiti up there just coming off the road from this long performance they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, this sounds really interesting. You need to come on the air and bring Jahiti with you and tell us what's going on with this.
So Jahiti and I have actually been friends for many years, over 10 years now. We're looking at 15 now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And you know, we both went to Coppin, and we were both on the track team. He was leaving the team. I was coming
in. You were both on the track.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. I've got to stop. Just 1 second. Uh-huh. You did what on track?
100, 200, 4x1.
That I can see. I can see that completely. And what did you do on track?
Quarter miler who did the two as well.
Yeah. All right. I did quarter mile, but I was terrible. I never came in better than third in any race I ever ran, but that was good.
Hey, third ain't too bad, man. Third ain't too bad.
Depending on who's in the race, hey, right?
Exactly,
third is very good.
Exactly.
So, that was the best I ever did.
So, like, fast forward, you know, we both ended up on the performance scene, and him being a member of Brownfish, the legendary Brownfish, and myself coming up as a poet. And and after a while, you know, we've had some. This year was a tough year for the scene, and we lost Ooh,
yeah.
A great friend of ours from Brownfish.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it was just an awakening for all of us, for a lot of people on the scene.
Yeah.
And everybody just came out and just started working together and started doing some really amazing things, because that's how impactful Derrick Ooh Jones was to everybody. It made everybody need to get together and be amongst each other. And one of the things we said we were going to do, we have some friends in Colorado who moved from here to Colorado. And we were like, we're going to go and we're going to rock. And we drove.
Oh, yeah.
24
That's like y'all
hours.
Drove, right.
It was really
right.
Not 20, it was like 27, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He would know. He did most of the driving.
I like being behind the wheel,
he
too.
He loves it.
I prefer behind the wheel.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I'm the same way.
A little paranoid. A little
control freak, too, maybe, right?
Yeah. But, it was a beautiful time, you know, going across America, you know. We got in the car, and, you know, Love has a play called God's Country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just so many things. You're driving across the country and you see all these crosses. They're really just light poles and animals. And you think you're seeing stuff in the dark. And Nebraska is long.
It is that.
It is.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Is.
But we had a great time out there. The energy is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, the people are into music. You know, they want to know music. They want to know the story behind it. And I think that's what we bring. Mm-hmm. It's not a generic type of thing. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's generic to the human heart. You know, but mm-hmm. that's not really what you hear artists allowed to do. But,
I mean, and we blended our genres.
I was about to ask a question. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about these genres that are very different. Before we hear you do a piece together, mm-hmm. which I'm really dying to hear, talk about, I mean, for what, Blackfish?
Brownfish.
Brownfish.
So Hey, it could be Blackfish.
Could
too.
Be Blackfish. I have to be Brownfish.
Yeah, right.
Shows you how hip and I'm into things. Go ahead.
Right. So, you know, Brownfish is was started basically hip hop. I'm Jamaican, you know, born in America. Did some chanting, then brought in the guitar element. So it was a blend of hip hop and singing and chanting. So when Love and I think the first thing we've ever did was Faithfulness on her project.
Yeah.
And she, I very rarely sing someone else's hook, but it was written so well and so beautiful that was the first time we shared energy on stage and in a mic. And when Ooh passed, she learned his verse from Fishbowl, which is probably one of our biggest songs.
Yeah.
And we did that out there. We did Faithfulness. And it's just a blending of those sounds, which you don't really get that, you know, in music. It's so hard to have poetry and music or hip hop and reggae. We're so closed off sometimes. So it was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
So when you said blending of genres, what is that? You're talking about the poetry exactly? What you mean by blending of genres?
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I do world country soul, what I call world country soul, reggae soul.
Right.
And Love, I mean, you can't really call her a poet.
I call myself, I kind of put it an electric soul poet, you know. That kind of encompasses a whole lot of different things. So when we rock, it's really organic. Sometimes he might just be doing a song and I just come in with a poem or I'll play my guitar with them or something, you know.
That's
I'll do
right.
the leads and stuff
well.
Like
right.
that. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
So it was just this really like high powered experience. Yeah. The second show, definitely. Because what was cool was we did one show and we did our set separately. I was the feature and he was the other feature, really. And then, like, I would say about 25 people from that night, which is kind of unheard of, came to the next show, which was the day after. No, two days after.
And where are you performing?
After.
Where is this?
This was in Colorado.
In Colorado, right.
And so we knew we had to do something completely different.
Right.
Because these people just saw
right,
us.
Right, right, right. Yeah, right, right.
And so we decided to just go off. Like, you know, we talked about it very briefly, but we've both grown into being artists who can kind of just improvise on the fly and figure it out. So it just worked out really well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I was really intrigued by all this. Can you do a little something?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I want to do. I just really I couldn't get to Colorado.
All right.
Are you going to do something in Baltimore together soon?
You know, yes.
Just not set yet.
Yeah. I tried to have a straight face. Y'all can't see me. But yes, we are. Yes, it will manifest. Plug.
Good plug
for the CD.
Yeah.
Also tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Jahidi will be featuring at the Bolton Hill Open Mic Series, which is hosted by Alex Alexander, a really awesome and great poet and singer. And it's at 1111 Park Avenue at 8 p.m.
Doors open at 7 p.m.
Oh, doors open at 7 p.m. Right. Show starts
1111 Park Avenue.
1111 Park Avenue. It's Sutton Place. It's in the lounge.
In the high rise.
In the high rise.
Baltimore's
it's in the lounge.
First high rise, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's in the lounge, and that's a sexy lounge.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great show. Anybody who didn't come.
Is that the spot
to
that used to be the Russian restaurant?
I don't know.
Is it like an old restaurant space? It's off to the side of the building?
It's in the building.
It's actually in the building.
It's in the building, yeah.
More like the lounge for the residents. So it's really cool that, you know, you have people outside coming in, but then you have the resident. I mean, I wish I lived in a place where you could just go downstairs once a month
and get
a great show, right?
Yeah, wow. And so anybody who didn't make it out to my birthday celebration on Wednesday, we're celebrating again tonight. And Jahidi is the feature, so that's going to be
solo
crazy.
Or with a band?
Solo. But listen, there's a few people coming in. Rufus Roundtree is coming. So there's a few people out there that are of the caliber, Love being one of them, that you're good enough that anytime I'm performing and you want to come on stage with me, you just give me the head nod and I know you're coming.
Let me tell you something. Jahidi floats around with his guitar, and I say floats because he's like, he floats around with his guitar, and I swear band members follow him. It's like, where did the trumpet come from?
Oh yeah,
saxophone. Where did that come from? Yeah, it's real dope.
You know, real live music.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Ready? What y'all gonna do?
Oh, we're gonna do Faithfulness.
Okay,
since
cool.
That's our first joint.
Eyes are watching God, and his eyes are watching me. My eyes are watching God, and His eyes are watching me. And I never knew He cared till He asked me to be free. And what do I believe in? Eyes are watching God, and His eyes are watching me. My eyes are watching God, and His eyes are watching me. Yeah, and I never knew He cared till He asked me to be free. And what do I believe in?
Those who are both religious and exist to be in relationships believe this. Faithfulness is next to godliness as cleanliness is, yet I have met some dirty saints due to circumstances and watched her come stance with happiness behind my lover's back and still found favor in God's sight. See, He told me so on the coldest, lonely nights. He made me face my own eyes and listen to feedback from my own mic as it pierced my eardrums, and I watched permanent keloids come as a reminder that I have been through something that I am not proud of, and yet to some, faithfulness is next to godliness. Yet they've never stood next to Him to know what His aura feels like. Like never heard His voice whisper the key to the next stage of someone's life in their ear in the middle of the night and dream poems that ignite wickless candles and melt the wax inside their earlobes. Where does God go faithful when she tells me it ain't over? Where does God go faithful when the spirits in my bottle take over? Where does God go faithful when I pray the prayers of the unsober? See artists and liquor go hand in hand and thoughts sing liquor like I'll be got. And the voice echoes from the now empty tempered sand saying, damnation is not the plan. But I need to understand that God stands there experiencing my tipsy. He's right there with me. So everything that I'm doing, He endures consequently. So I ask Him if He's having a good time. And He responds with God's speed. Are you?
And I never knew He cared until He asked me to be free. And what do I believe in? My eyes are watching God. Yeah, and His eyes are watching me. My eyes are watching God. And His eyes are watching me. And I never knew He cared
until He asked me to be free. What do I believe in? My eyes are watching God.
And His eyes are watching me.
And His eyes are watching me.
My eyes are watching God. And His eyes are watching me. And I never knew He cared until He asked me to be free. And what do I believe in?
Faithfulness.
Wow. Love the poet.
Love the poet.
Jahiti.
Both y'all.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, I don't know. I have so many things I could say right now. One of them would be the way you licked that guitar, man, is amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank
it
you.
Really is. I mean, that's just, I can't wait to see more of what you do. I've never seen Brownfish on stage, mm-hmm. but now I got to come watch and see what you all do.
Well, yeah. You'll never get to see Brownfish ever again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
right?
done.
But the name Brownfish keeps going on, but it's really, unless you see Ooh on stage with me, man.
Yeah.
I've heard, but not seen.
Yeah. So, but there's some footage on my website, JahitiWorld.com.
Oh, yeah.
You see some calmer stuff, but would love to be able to perform for you more than one song.
Yeah. We have time.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Go on,
we got?
Bro.
We have 9 minutes left.
Hey.
That's right. And as Mark just reminded me, Black Jesus was also part of Brownfish, right?
Oh yeah,
B Fly.
Oh yeah,
it was
B Fly.
Was on this program before as well.
Yes.
So,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yes, that's the first lady of Brownfish.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a few of us, you know. And, and
she's brilliant, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Intellectually, really a brilliant woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say that if I can interject that
Please.
That song that you just heard, Faithfulness, is on my album Gemini Moon, which you can get at lovethepoet.com. And written, composed, everything. That's my song. It's one of my babies.
That's a beautiful song.
And I was just really blessed to have Jahiti put the guitar on, you know, to take what I composed on my guitar and do it with me. We actually play it together on the
right.
CD.
Yeah.
And there's behind the scenes footage too for it, so you can see us working on it, which is really cool.
Because you've been getting into a lot of producing lately.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I assume we're going to have you and Rebecca DuPont because you produced this new piece.
Yeah, I co-produced with Maurice and Rod from Rodtech Lewis, Stinky Face. I took it back, didn't I? took it all the way back. Well, Stinky Face Music, Decade 3 of Rebecca DuPont, phenomenal poet.
Amazing
and,
poet.
And host and many, many things. And we'll be on here to talk about that too, because that was a really great experience. That was my first time producing an album that wasn't mine. So, yeah, it's awesome.
You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's good.
Thank
stretching
you.
Out like that is important.
Oh, yeah, it's creative. Important. Yeah. But I want to hear Jahidi do another. What are you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, we got 7 minutes left, so.
I was going to do Daughter of the Most High.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm sitting back.
Me too.
Don't go wishing on my star, 'cause she's mine. She's a daughter of the Most High. Don't go wishing on my star, 'cause she's mine. She's a daughter of the Most High. I realize through the space and time of my mind, realize a lie to my own mind. I committed a crime, and as long as you stay away, shall my heart be penalized? I can build a mountain, but how do I build the bridge of love to you? I can paint the skyline, but how do I paint a perfect picture of me and you? Don't go wishing on my star, 'cause she's mine. She's a daughter of the Most High. Don't go wishing on my star, 'cause she's mine. She's a daughter of the Most High. If I wasn't prepared and I was a little scared, lady, let me know, will you still be there? Would you give me time to prepare? And later on, when I reappear, lady, let me know, will you still be there? I wanna be everything you need, so lady, make sure exactly what you need. Later on, when I'm on my knees, and tears come to your eyes, when you realize that this time is your time. Don't go wishing on my star, 'cause she's mine. She's a daughter of the Most High. Don't go wishing on my star, 'cause she's mine. She's a daughter of the Most High. You better believe it, yeah. You better believe it, yeah. Come on. If you only believe it, yeah. If you only believe it, yeah. Come on.
Jahidi of Brownfish. Oh. JahidiWorld.com. Bolton Hill open mic tonight. See that live. 1111 Park Avenue. Doors open at 7.
Love the manager.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
That's it. You the manager?
No.
Listen, as you know, Love is so talented that, yes, you know, art, poetry, photography, she can do whatever she wants.
That's true. That's true. That's beautiful.
Thank
I can really see.
Thank you.
Both the pieces you played so far, I can really see the multiplicity of influences inside your work.
Thank you.
You know, like you can feel the jive, you can feel the Jamaican influence coming through the country, coming through the blues, a little bit of folk. It's all, I mean, just really.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful melding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it. Like,
yeah. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, I was very excited about doing this from the beginning. As soon as I saw, I could just feel it through the Facebook page, through the sterility of the Facebook page, mm-hmm. You know, that when I saw the two of you together and the kind of smile that you both had on your faces and the love was going on between you all in terms of how you feel about one another, mm-hmm. and the work, I couldn't wait to hear what this was like.
And that photograph, we did that photo shoot with Timothy Christmas, who is a phenomenal photographer. He's my photography mentor, actually. And
here in Baltimore, is he?
Here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's one of the best to ever do it. And I just wanted to shout him out real quick, you know. Prayers up for him because, you know, he's not in the best of conditions right now, but he's getting there. He's getting back on his feet. So I wanted to just shout him out and tell him I love him. But, yeah, Timothy Christmas, great man, great man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is great. So tonight, what time?
Doors open at 7 p.m. It's 1111 Park Avenue, the Sutton.
Sutton Place.
Sutton Place. Sutton Place.
Yeah. Hosted by Alex Alexander.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful place. You know, fellas, I encourage any fellas listening, you may want to come. You may want to show up.
That's real.
Oh, yeah. Not for me, but you're going to want to show up.
Well, it's been good to have both of you here. I mean, beautiful man, beautiful woman, both of you just performing such beautiful stuff. Jahidi, founding member of Brown Fish, most recently on the Manifest. See him tonight, 7 o'clock at Sutton Place.
Yes, sir.
The first high rise in Baltimore, in their lounge. And love the poet, Michelle Antoinette, author of Black Marks on White Paper and so much more. One of our creative talents that came out of Baltimore. Good to have you both here. Thank you so much for being in the studio.
Thank you.
Good to have you all
thank
here.
Thank you for
all
having
right.
us.
So we're about to go to break, and on our way to break, we're hearing Free Your Mind by En Vogue, Maxine Jones of En Vogue, born on this day in 1962. We'll be right back with a story that most of us are not paying attention to in the Ukraine. It's this kind of scary story to listen to, but one we have to hear that we're not paying attention to. We could be on the verge of another Cold War and nuclear holocaust in this world because what's happened there, and we're not watching. Stay with us. We'll talk about it when we come back.